You know what really grinds my gears? When you sit there and you're trying to get in contact with the company so that you can get a new job, and just about every time you call, there's no answer. Doesn't that fucking piss you off too? Because, quite frankly, this has been the biggest frustration within the past week that I have had to deal with. It's not even dealing with other coworkers. It's not dealing with personal chores. It's not dealing with the business. It's trying to get this new fucking job, and I'm not even able to fucking get a hold of the people that are actually working there, despite the fact that I have called both at night and in the morning. And today, I tried to do it in the afternoon, and I still couldn't get the contact that I needed. What the fuck? Really? Do you guys not want new people? But you're supposedly hiring, right? This has become ridiculous. Because it's like, I get that to some extent people don't want to hire new people because of the whole COVID thing. But at the same time, you have to hire new people in order to actually get all the tasks in the job or in the company and in the week done. That way, things can actually be done on time and can meet the deadlines that they need to. I am trying to help you motherfuckers and have you guys help me, but quite frankly, it's become just frustrating because calling up there is obviously not doing the job. So now I have to take time away from my business in order for me to go up there and talk to you motherfuckers. And now I have to find some other excuse to go up there because I don't want to just go up there to ask a question. And I'm not about to hear, oh, well, you should have called, because I have a feeling that's what's going to be said to me. And honestly, if I hear that, I'm gonna fucking snap. So, well, that's why I need to take a fucking hit before I leave. But the idea is that fucking, you know, I'm trying to get a new goddamn job and help you motherfuckers, but you don't even want to answer the phone. How am I supposed to get the information that I need in order to freaking be hired in? And you know, it's not that I hate the job that I'm at. It's just the people that I work with. And I'm very well aware that I tend to be very much affected by other people's vibes that they are sending my way. Now, I've had somebody try to tell me that vibes don't actually exist and it's all based upon aesthetic. I disagree. It is the way that you talk to someone. It is the context. It is the tone of voice. It is the way you carry yourself. It is a lot of different things that can make up a vibe. And I'm not going to let multiple people's vibe, negative vibes, get to me to the point where it's going to affect my ability to do my job. Because honestly, I feel like if that's going to be the case, it's not a good job for me to have to begin with. It's not even worth it, really. And I mean, that might be a lot to say. Some of you out there might be dealing with, like, extra rude people that are, like, getting into, your sexuality or your, romantic life or whatever the case may be. And that's fucked up. At that rate, you should be able to sue. That's a legal action that needs to be taken right there. Discrimination. Anyway, so basically, it's just an idea where I'm like, I don't want to be affected by other people's fucking shit. And with that being said, you gotta be open-minded enough to think that there's going to be people like that, and then the people that are struggling right now because of this fucking lockdown, and you're sitting there not answering the phone. All for what? Because this has happened multiple times. I've called multiple times at multiple times during the day. And it seems like I'm really not getting that much of answers. So I seem to need to go up there after I finish my food and water and I do, or I take the fucking hit. Because I don't know. It just fucking seems like you guys don't actually want to hire people, even though you're hiring, and even though we're in kind of a lockdown. This is ridiculous. Especially since I'm pretty sure their biggest time of year is actually the springtime. You guys should be trying to prepare for that right about now anyways. But I guess this is also a good time to try to get some, try to get into tax preparation as well. It's not a bad time to for me to try to get into that. I'm not that bad with mathematics. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens from there, but I'm gonna have to go check out this fucking job, because, I mean, hey, you never know, you know? But, I think that's fucking frustrating, because it's like, I'm trying to get paid. I'm trying to make sure that I can, you know, cover all the responsibilities that I need to, not just in my business, but also in my household, and as well as, you know, personal stuff, because, you know, I got personal shit that I need to do and take care of, too. It's not just about the household, and it's not just about, you know, other people, it's about me, too. So, just, man, y'all need to fucking answer the phone. But yeah, and it, I'm also having trouble with another fucking employment opportunity. Because they, it seems like the fucking bud tenders don't want me to talk to the, like the managers up front and whatnot. And it's like, dude, I gotta know if they actually got it in, for one. For two, I want to make sure that they know who to look for. For three, I am determined to get in here and have been getting fucking interviews from this place. They obviously want me. Get me in contact with the fucking manager already. What the fuck? Don't just talk to the manager for me. At that rate, you're just being a cunt. You're just trying to fucking talk so that you don't have to do your actual job. That's what that tells me anyway. But anyways, it's just fucking frustrating, because it's like, I'm trying to get a new fucking job, you know, I'm trying to replace this job, I'm trying to get something that's a little bit better suited for me, whether that's personal needs, or financial needs, or whatever the case may be, like, I just need something that's a little bit better, because this is just, it's a little too overbearing for how little I'm actually getting out of it. And I especially feel this way given that I'm about to have even more decreased benefits. And the downsides of it are about to be, you know, happening tenfold. And it just, it's just astonishing to me that these places claim to be hiring and don't want to actually talk to the people that are trying to get the jobs. It's amazing. I mean, I can understand to an extent if you're closing and you have a lot of manager stuff to do, or, you know, you're not trying to answer the phone just because you don't want people coming in last minute. But you also shouldn't assume that sort of thing. So, with that being said, it's just a fucking situation where I'm like, I don't even know if I want half these fucking jobs now. Like, that's what's really making me consider this whole fucking tax preparer thing. Ridiculous. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and leave this here. Because this was just me blowing steam.